Namaskaram. Today, let me talk about something that which is very much there, but not there. It's there, but we don't notice or recognize it. It's not enough if it is there. More important is, do we realize it, notice it? What am I talking about? I'll tell you a short story. There was a businessman. His wife was about to deliver a child, but due to business exigency, he had to leave. Since it was in olden days, he left by a ship. As soon as he left, in a couple of days, a son was born. Son grew as his father. Father could not return to his hometown for many years. It was almost 20 years. Father did not know the son, nor did the son see his father. They didn't meet each other. But by the wish of God, they got together in a seaport. Father also unloaded his material. The son too unloaded his business material. They picked up a quarrel. Both claimed the place to be their own place. As the quarrel progressed, they started fighting with each other. The worldly duel turned to be a fistly fight. They were about to stab each other. Suddenly, one old gentleman who had known this father and son together, he interfered. He told the father, "Don't you recognize your son?" He also advised the son, "Here is your father. Don't you know him?" Then both realized their folly. They hugged each other, and both their materials became one. Now, who is this father, this son, and the old man who interfered and made them aware? Bhagavan is our father. We are his son and daughter. We don't recognize him. There is a need for a preceptor, a guru, to interfere. He knows both about the father and the son and their longing for each other. So the guru prompts, he advises, "O Bhakta, here is your father God, go prostrate before him." He also pleads with Bhagavan, "Here is a Bhakta, of course he is with blemishes, who is not? So kindly pardon him and accept him to the fold." Now tell me, was the son and father relationship established afresh? It already existed. But what was new to them? They were not aware of the relationship. They didn't notice, they didn't recognize. Now once advised, they recognized each other. So mere relationship or that existence is not enough. Being aware of it, taking notice is more important. There are many fishes which live in Ganges. They all don't reach salvation. But when we go to Ganges and have a holy dip, it's said that we reach moksham. How is it? It's not the relationship or the living. Those fishes live in that Ganges. It's not that living that reaches the fishes to moksham. But it's the realization that Ganges is a holy river and a dip there will remove all my sins. So more than the existing relationship, the awareness, the recognition is important. So we are all related to Bhagavan, including Ravana, Shishupala, Hiranyakashipu. But unfortunately, They didn't accept the relationship. Similarly, although we are all related to God, if we don't accept it or we don't act according to it, then we don't reach anywhere. I can cite one more. This world, this samsara, has some pleasure in it, but in fact more pain in it. Someday or other, each of us, we have all seen the pain in this samsara. Although we know this samsaram is full of blemishes, of dirt, of pain, we don't recognize it. We still think that we are in a very happy world. Bhagavan, in many ways, more than one way, makes us realize that this samsaram is full of problems. But we don't recognize that. We live in our own castle thinking that this is a great place. It is, provided we realize the truth in this place. If we don't realize, then it will misguide us, mislead us. So I have told you about two things. Our relationship with Bhagavan exists, but we didn't notice. The problems, the pain in the samsara exists, but we don't notice. When we notice both this, then we slowly begin the process of getting away from samsaram and also getting closer to Bhagavan. So more than the existence, the realization, acceptance is important. Let's try to think more about it, accept and put to practice.
Audio broadcast-ஐ உங்களுக்காக வழங்குபவர் ஸ்ரீ வேலுக்குடி கிருஷ்ணன் சுவாமி. இந்த ஆடியோ பிராட்காஸ்டை தினமும் உங்கள் மொபைலில் பெற முதலில் 9443219021 என்ற எண்ணை உங்கள் மொபைலில் சேவ் செய்யவும். பிறகு இந்த எண்ணிற்கு ஒரு வாட்ஸ்அப் மெசேஜ் அனுப்பவும். தினந்தோறும் இந்த ஆடியோ பிராட்காஸ்டை கேட்டு மகிழவும்.